With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Riverside County officials report another 12 cases of novel coronavirus, bringing the county's total to 60, with the death toll unchanged at 6. 6 of the new cases come from the northwestern pocket of the county, 3 were reported in the Coachella Valley, and 2 in the county's southwestern region, according to Jose Arbayo, spokesman for the Riverside University Health System. A 12th case was reported late Tuesday night. A worker in one of Amazon's fulfillment centers in Moreno Valley has tested positive for COVID-19. It's not known if the worker lives in the city of Moreno Valley because everyone's personal medical information is considered private. The worker is undergoing treatment. The county's COVID-19 case map shows the Coachella Valley with the highest count of prior or ongoing infection at 28, where all countywide deaths have been reported. The northwestern county now stands at 19 cases, the southwest region at 10, and the mid-county at 1. Riverside police are advising residents and others to be on guard for scam artists seeking to exploit the coronavirus state of emergency. People have received calls or texts from scammers soliciting donations while claiming to be from the Red Cross, the Centers for Disease Control, even the World Health Organization. The police department has taken several reports related to the scams, but no suspects have been identified or arrested. The officer said there have been instances in and around Riverside where fraud perpetrators have pitched investment opportunities connected to COVID-19. The department directed people interested in tracking coronavirus updates and gleaning more information about potential sources of fraud to visit www.riversideca.gov/COVID-19. Anyone concerned that they have been targeted by scam artists was encouraged to contact police. California wants to lease hotels and motels for thousands of homeless people during the COVID-19 outbreak. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports some of those properties could eventually be used for long-term housing.
State and county officials are negotiating with hundreds of hotels and motels around the state. So far, they've secured about 4,000 rooms. Priority will be given to people experiencing homelessness who test positive for coronavirus, are showing symptoms, or are elderly. Looking beyond the crisis, the state is considering purchasing those properties as a solution to getting people off the streets.
This is an opportunity to bring folks indoors and then try to get them into permanent housing after this is said and done.
Allie Sutton is Governor Gavin Newsom's Deputy Secretary of Homelessness. She says hotel and motel owners may be looking to sell if the economy veers into a deep recession. The administration is reviewing different options for purchasing the properties. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
The Tokyo Olympics have been postponed until 2021 because of the coronavirus. The decision came down Tuesday. Sacramentan Jeff Float knows what it's like to train for the Summer Games only to have them put off. Float won a gold medal in swimming during the 1984 Los Angeles Summer Olympics. But 4 years earlier, he qualified for the Moscow Games, boycotted by the United States.
For the boycott, it was about what the Russians were doing invading Afghanistan in a war, and we're kind of at another type of war. And I feel for these college athletes. I can see how they're very emotionally challenged in this time of understanding what's going on. You know, this shouldn't be happening to me.
The International Olympic Committee says the games, originally scheduled for late July, will be held no later than summer 2021, but they'll still be called the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. KVCR News is updating our website daily with the latest information on coronavirus and its impact to both San Bernardino County and Riverside County. For the latest updates, please go to kvcrnews.org to see how your community is being directly affected. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.